I was sent an interesting article this morning by a friend on Twitter from the New York Times, written by Eric Asimov. And I'll put the links in the comments here and on the post. But the title, or the subject, is all about sommeliers in high-end restaurants who, once you've ordered the wine, test it for you. So they get the first sip. So the article is about the first sip of wine doesn't go to the customer. And as I read it, although a lot of the things in general seem sensible and the justification seems somewhat sensible, I couldn't help but A, disagree, and B, feel annoyed. And I wasn't quite sure what it was that was annoying me about it. So I thought I'd post some thoughts here and do it via audioboo. I think the key thing about it is, when you go to a restaurant, yes, you want the wine that you've ordered to be good. But the approach that they take in this article is that sommeliers should taste this wine because it might be off, there might be cork taint or something else, and they should be insulating you from it. They should be testing to make sure that you are not exposed to it. And I think, although that's a laudable aim, I think what really annoyed me about it was that this was all about a particularly North American thing about insulating the customer, about protecting the customer and to some extent themselves from things by being the experts, by taking it away from you. And I don't think it's just because I personally feel, as someone who knows something about wine, that I personally want to be able to do this. I think it's a point in general. We don't need the sort of nanny state of the restaurant trade checking on everything that we have. Now, you want the chef who is cooking things to make sure that they are testing things as they cook them to make sure they're good. That's because they're creating it. The wine has gone through that process. Something might have happened to it, but it's not an ingredient in that process. It's a product in itself. So what really annoyed me was the idea that somehow they felt that they should be taking over this role from you, that poor customers shouldn't have to go through this. And comments by sommeliers about having nightmares because 10 years ago they served a wine that was corked and the customers didn't finish it and didn't say anything. I mean, I'd be seriously worried about a sommelier who had that and was still worrying about it 10 years later. I mean, for goodness sake, that's just a bit ridiculous. So my response to the article is, sommeliers have a role to play. It's not the ceremony. It's not the action of pulling a cork and testing a wine for you and whatever. It's not how they present the bottle at the table. It's about making sure the wine list is good, appropriate, different, relevant to the customers who are coming, and relevant to the food that's being served, and being an expert if required for customers who want advice and maybe want to go beyond what they're used to ordering. But I don't know, the thing just struck me as frustrating that's the way the wine should be perceived and experienced by people. So I thought, respond to it. So maybe you want to read the article, see what you think. Leave Eric a comment or leave me a comment and see what you think.